Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Good morning. Fine, thanks.
So what was behind such a destructive and life-threatening form of protest?
As you said, this was part of the protest by the Jat community in the state of Haryana, which is just to the north of Delhi. The Jats are a fairly relatively well-off land-owning community in Haryana, but they felt and they feel that they're missing out on two very important things in India. One is jobs in the public service, and the other is places in higher education. And they feel that they're missing out on these things because of the positive discrimination that is practiced in India in favour of what used to be called untouchables, now called Dalits, and tribal communities, now called Adivasis. And the Jats want this positive discrimination to be exercised in their favour as well, and that's why they've launched this agitation, which has led to demonstrations, riots, buildings and railway stations burned down, homes set alight, deaths. I think the latest estimate I saw was 19 people have been killed, and then eventually the closing down of this canal. I should say that quite early on in this agitation, the state government in Haryana and indeed the central government in Delhi announced that they would satisfy the Jats' demands and in fact extend positive discrimination for their community, despite the fact that, as I said, their community is relatively well off.
Yeah, so you mentioned that all the things that's been done as part of this protest. Just how long has it been sort of building up for this protest?
Well, for some time. Some time ago, a government commission ruled out the inclusion of the Jat community in this kind of positive discrimination. And then in March 2014, the Congress government ruled them back in. A year later, the Supreme Court ruled them out again. The new government, the government of the BJP, of Narendra Modi, issued a public notification that they would include the Jats in positive discrimination. Early this year, the Supreme Court ruled them out again, and that's when the current agitation actually started.
And so you said that they were going to meet the Jat demands. Has that happened since this massive water problem has occurred, or before that happened?
I think announcements were made that they would meet the demands occurred before the attack on the canal. But the Jat community don't trust. As you can tell from what I've just said, they've been ruled in and ruled out of this scheme so many times that they tend not to. Trust promises made by either the state government or the central government. I should say, I suppose, that really, on the face of it, the demand of the Jat community in Haryana to be discriminated in favour of is, frankly, quite unreasonable because, as I said, they are a relatively well-off community. But the thing is, in India today, and I can go into the history of this if you like, but the thing is, in India today, what you have is various caste-based communities demanding that they be regarded as backward in order to be positively discriminated in favour of.
Right, okay. So they're intentionally, I guess, sort of not being progressed in some way to kind of to achieve greater benefits or something like that.
Well, yes. It goes back to the Indian Constitution was promulgated in 1950. 1947, there's independence from Britain. 1950, the Constitution comes in. And in that Constitution, there was the largest affirmative action program, I would imagine, in the world up to that point, for the Dalits, the Untouchables, and the Adivasis. And these people, reserved places were made for these people, for these communities, in educational institutions, government jobs, even in Parliament. In, I think, the mistaken belief that caste is an accurate and an immutable indication of socioeconomic status. Now, in 1989, the central government, again, because of agitation from people who thought they weren't getting enough out of the affirmative action program, extended these benefits. It's called the system of reservation, the reservation of places in government jobs and educational institutions. They extended this reservation system to what were called other backward castes, the OBCs.
Mm-hmm.
The other backward castes were lower and intermediate castes who believed themselves to be backward in relation to upper castes. This opened the possibility of extending reservation to whole new communities and undefined communities, because who was going to define what was an other backward caste and what was not? So then you had the unedifying prospect of various caste groups fighting each other to be declared backward in order that they could take advantage of this scheme.
Okay, well,
that's what the Juts are doing today.
Okay, well, a fascinating look at the history and how it has related to the events in Delhi over the past few days. Associate Professor David Lockwood, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
It's my pleasure.